The first earth tremor was felt on July 12th. Its magnitude was 4.4 on the Richter scale, but subsequent earthquakes have risen to a magnitude of 6. Tremors were felt in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania and Nairobi in Kenya, as well as other major towns. The main effect has been to shake buildings, but there has been no loss of life or major structural damage reported. The epicenter is close to the Kenya-Tanzania border, around the active volcano Oldonyo Lengai. A senior Kenyan geologist from the Department of Mines and Geology, Shadrach Kimono, says the department is ill-equipped to address the situation. He adds that seismologists from the United States have submitted an analysis which Kenyan geologists are depending on.
Most of the information I'm getting is from the website of UA, because here in Kenya, they don't have the monitoring equipment for seismology. What we gather is that there's an active volcano near the border of Kenya and Tanzania called Olengai, and that's where the tremors are originating. Given the intensity, the frequency with which these ones are coming, we expect the earthquakes to be moderate as opposed to, but if the interval was long and not as this, we would have expected a bigger one. Rift Valley is very active seismically.
A television report released by the Kenyan government called for a review of existing safety laws in buildings and workplaces. Government spokesman Alfred Mutua said every building should have a drill timetable and a fire evacuation plan to be put in place with immediate effect. A report released by a US-based earthquakes hazard program says volcanic eruptions are often preceded and accompanied by earthquakes of this nature. The report said there is not enough information to say for sure if this will happen. The report added that the earthquakes are being caused by the movements of two tectonic plates, the Somali plate and the Africa plate. Kimono said that Kenyan officials are preparing themselves for both possibilities.
We are in an active plate. We say the African plate and the Somali plates are separating along the Rift Valley. We are in an active zone. It could be either that one or this volcano. Given the intensity, we expect some eruptions, but we hope not.
The volcano is surrounded by primarily sparsely populated area, but the densely populated town of Arusha is within 100 kilometers of Oldonyo Lengai. Arjun Kohli for VOA News, Nairobi.